The winter storm pounding the northeastern United States brought rain to the Gulf Coast Thursday. And as WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports, it's turned into a deep freeze for northwest Florida and South Alabama.
The Gulf Coast rain is the tail end of the strong cold front that's expected to drop more than a foot of snow on New England. As the rain moves out, frigid air moves in, bringing down temperatures. Justin Beeman at the National Weather Service in Mobile says it will feel like winter once again.
By morning, the Florida Panhandle is going to see lows in the upper 20s. If you're right along the coast, low 30s, but with that wind, it's going to keep wind chills in the low to mid 20s, and then mid upper 40s is all we're going to get to for highs.
For the next few days, Beeman says the area will be on a weather roller coaster. Cold Friday night, a slight warm up over the weekend, and then the bottom falls out again early next week.
Another strong cold front is going to come through Sunday night. So Monday and Tuesday look very cold. Could see some of the coldest temperatures, especially for low temperatures, of the winter season so far, with low 20s possible by Tuesday and Wednesday morning away from the coast.
As the temperatures drop, concerns rise about the dangers posed by the improper use of heating devices, such as space heaters near flammable objects.
At least 3 feet away is what's recommended by the National Fire Protection Association.
Pensacola Fire Marshal David Allen.
If you purchase one, be sure that it is listed by Underwriters Laboratory or Factory Mutual. They will have a small UL or FM on the box or the equipment. And also be sure that the space heater has a tip-over switch to turn it off if it is tipped over by accident.
Another possible hazard is carbon monoxide, which can emit from fireplaces and wood-burning stoves which are improperly vented. CO has no color, odor, or taste. When it reaches a certain level in the body, it displaces oxygen, causing asphyxiation.
The symptoms are people are not able to think clearly, very fatigued and weak. And unfortunately, because they're not thinking clearly, then often they don't call for help. So it's very important that you have the detecting devices to alert you.
When nighttime lows are 40 degrees or below between December and March, that prompts local cold weather shelters to open. For the next few nights, Waterfront Rescue Mission in Pensacola will offer shelter, as will Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton, where Reverend Brian Nall is pastor.
We are prepping for whoever might come. Our encouragement is for those who are homeless and heatless, as we know some individuals do have a residence, but they do not have heat.
Ferris Hill is offering shelter for the sixth year. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. with no one admitted after 8:30 unless brought in by law enforcement. The shelter will close at 7 o'clock the following morning.
We do not ask for an ID. Some individuals are not able to provide that, but for them just to come and they'll sign in. Of course, no alcoholic beverages and no illegal drugs. We don't pass out any medications either, so if there's any medications that they might need, they need to bring those with them.
While many shelters are for men or women only, Nall says theirs accommodates a mixed turnout.
We keep our guests gender separated, but we do have accommodations for married couples and families. We're able, especially for families, move them in a more private portion of our facilities. We do not have accommodations for pets. That is part of our ministry we're not able to cater to.
Cold weather shelters are also open tonight at Community of Christ Church in Navarre and at New Beginnings Church in Crestview. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.